أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وموالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? الحمد لله. Welcome to our class today. Alhamdulillah. Is the audio okay? Yes, okay. Very good. Thank you. Jazakumullah khair. Couple of things. I wanted to bring to everybody's attention, inshaAllah ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, we have a few things remaining here with our Steps to Arabic Part 2, and then inshallah ta'ala we'll be proceeding on to Steps to Arabic Part 3. Here are the dates from April 6th to July 30th, excuse me, April 6th to July 30th. We will have a small break in between, after next class, Monday. We will have a small break for about 6 days, which hopefully would be some time for you to try to catch up to do the quiz. The quiz is coming soon. I think this expected, inshallah, this weekend, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The quiz for the entirety of the program, not as a means to judge your performance or whatever, but for you to be able to process everything and consolidate all your knowledge. And it is open book, so you don't have to worry about being too stressed about it, inshallah. That's it. April 6th will start. We'll have a long Ramadan and Eid break. You know, we will break for Ramadan, so say like probably the 23rd. And then after that, we will continue breaking for Ramadan until the end of May. That will finish Ramadan off and also have us a week or bit for Eid. We ask Allah that this Eid is not spent in social isolation, that we can be with our families in this Eid, because that would be very difficult. But inshallah, Allah will make ease after this difficulty. The assignment due as a final project. So summer, there's no assignment, but there will be a final quiz that is open book that will serve as the project for this STA2, inshallah. Sounds good? We will, part three, what we'll do is we'll do, after the remaining things that are left from part two, which is, as we'll see today, Kana, and Alladhi, and Hadha, basically three main things that are left from part two. After that, we will go into what is called the latter part of the famous Ajrumiya text. Ajrumiya is a very good text of Arabic grammar written by scholar Ibn Ajrum, rahimahullah, and he organized Arabic grammar in a very good, easy to understand way. So we're going to do three chapters from Ajrumiya that are the chapter of the marfu'at, the chapter of the mansubat, and the chapter of the makhfudat. Makhfudat is things that are majrur, and he lists out everything that is marfu' and every reason for something to be marfu', everything that's mansub and every reason for it to be mansub, and likewise for majrur. So it's a very nice overall big picture view of what we have done, what we're going to do, and then we'll put everything like in its place, inshallah ta'ala. Then we'll spend the next, whatever remains of our time, covering advanced sentences, conditional sentences, and sentences that describe a state, jumla haliya, and they're fascinating, inshallah. So that is where a lot of our time will be spent, and also we'll have plenty of Quran study and application. If you know somebody who can join STA Part 3, you can refer them to the quiz here. Okay, this quiz is like a self-assessment to see if a person is able to, you know, make it, or they have enough prerequisite knowledge to make it to STA-3, you know. So that is that, something for, you know, for if you want to share with people, sample video with all that there. Is the time get changed? All right, finally, well done. The time was updated from this link, these links. I would assume this is not correct. No, alhamdulillah, that's correct too. Okay. That, alhamdulillah, is there. The note about the pricing and the, you know, with the delay in payment because of COVID-19, something again, inshallah ta'ala, you could register now. The payment will not be withdrawn until June 1st. Essentially, like, you know, when we come back after the Ramadan in Eid break, inshallah, and that's a decision we made as an institute to help ease these difficult times for everybody. Okay, so that is that, inshallah. I hope that I will see all of you, and I hope that you can even invite some of your friends who maybe studied a little bit more Arabic, but you know, maybe Steps to Arabic Part 2 was too easy for them. I hope to see you all there. Just registration is open and live. You can go ahead with that. Okay, any questions about that? No questions? Okay. Very cool. Thank you very much. Sentences as khabar. Today we're going to do this. Okay. I updated the book. So if you'd like to kindly open the book, the PDF from the portal, that will be really nice, inshallah. And I will put this guy like this. Okay, sentences as khabar is the topic that we're going to do today. And after that, we will talk about about indeed. How do you say indeed in Arabic? Indeed is? Inna. Very good. Indeed is indeed. Inna. Okay, excellent. Jazakumullahu khairan. Let us go to the sentences as khabar. All right, here we are. This is an exciting passage, okay? And we will try our best to understand it. I actually might make this a little bit bigger just for the sake of talking about it a little bit more, okay? So, here we are. Khabar can either be one ism for a sentence, right? So we all know that mubtada is how many words? Mubtada is? One word. Also, what is one word? The khabar, right? The khabar is also one word, right? As long as it is not a sentence, okay? As long as it's not a sentence, khabar is also one word. Do we agree with that? Okay. And related, just as a quick, related to khabar, is how many words? It's two words, right? It's either harf jar ism majrur or zarf al mudaf ilayhi. Correct? Now, let's talk about a sentence. The sentence, when you have, when the sentence is more than a word, when the khabar is more than a word, that is when the khabar is a sentence. And the sentence can take the place of a khabar. That is what takes place in the, like grammatically speaking, okay? In Arabic grammar, we say this is في محل رفع, okay, in the place of مرفوع اسم, because our خبر is a مرفوع اسم, am I right? So the sentence that comes, to be that is the خبر, takes the place of a مرفوع اسم, and thus is termed in the place of مرفوع اسم. So that's what a sentence is. It has occupied the place that the khabar would take. If you imagine like there's like a seat for a mubtada and a seat for a khabar, Okay, just imagine for a minute. Then the sentence will come and sit on the seat of where the khabar would be. Okay, even though it's more than a word, but it will sit in that spot. Does that kind of abstract make sense? We'll see some examples, inshallah ta'ala, and that will make the idea easy for you to understand. How many types of sentences are there? We have two types, right? It's either a jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'liya, correct? Jumla ismiya has, as we have discussed before, mubtada, khabar, and related to khabar. Many times we've talked about this, alhamdulillah. Jumla fi'liya has what? Jumla fi'liya has what parts? Excellent. Summer, well done. Three parts. Also, Maryam. Fi'l, fa'il, and the maf'ul. Fi'l, fa'il, and the maf'ul. That is our jumla fi'liya. Okay. The khabar, that's a sentence, could be either of those two things. It could be jumla ismiya or it could be jumla fi'liya. Okay. All right. Let's look at this ayah. Qul huwallahu ahad. Correct? This is from Surah Ikhlas. Everybody's favorite surah, because that's what we read in our salahs. Like every single time. Because it's so amazing, right? But also because it's short. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Okay? There is a difference of opinion among the scholars of what is actually the grammatical analysis of some of these words. But I'll take the easier opinion here just to explain the concept of multiple khabars to you. Or the jumla as a khabar to you, inshallah. Okay? So, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ translates as what? Please translate for me. Say, He is Allah, the one. Or you say, excellent, that's the command tense, right? Allah, He is Allah. There's Huwa, right? Huwa is, what does Huwa mean? He is Allah, but also there is Ahad. Ahad means someone who, like the one who is uniquely one. One unlike any other. Okay, so say He is Allah Ahadun, the one. Are we okay with that? Okay, here is my sentence. Okay, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. قُلْ obviously is a jumla. قُلْ is a jumla failure. We ignore that for now, right? Here is the sentence. Okay, where is my mubtada? Where is the mubtada, ya people? Okay, the first marfu' ism is what? Huwa, right? Look at the translation. What's before is? Mubtada, right? What is that? That is Huwa, isn't it? People, you with me? Yay. Excellent. That was not a trick question. I was hoping you get it. Okay. What's my khabar? What's my khabar? Okay, if you say the word Allah is the khabar, then what about Ahad? What about Ahad? Related. Okay, let's take a look. Okay, can Allahu and Ahadun be man'ut and na'at? Can they be? People. They can be man'ut and na'at. Why not? Or they can be. Someone says yes. Ah, the type is not the same. Okay. Type is not the same, meaning Allah is, the word Allah is definite and Ahadun is indefinite, right? No, type doesn't match. Does that make sense? Okay. Is there a connector wall between Allahu and Ahad? Is there? No, in fact, there isn't a connector wall. Okay. Are the two words, Allahu and Ahad, mudaf and mudaf ilayhi? People, what's going on? So people are saying no. Ah, more people are saying no. Good. That it can't be mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. They're just not. The answer here is no. Not mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Is Ahadun related to Khabar? How many words is related to Khabar, people? Two words. How many words is Ahad? One. Can't be, right? Can't be related to Khabar either. No. Related is two words. Ahadun is one word, right? Ahadun is one word. Make sense? Okay. So what are we left with then? What are we left with then? What we're left with is huwa is a sentence. This is whole thing is a sentence. And then Allahu Ahadun is a sentence. Allahu Ahadun is a sentence. A sentence within a sentence. Is this sentence, Allahu Ahadun, is this a jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? Is jumla ismiya. Allahu Ahadun, this sentence, Allahu Ahadun. What is the mubtada for Allahu Ahadun? The word Allahu, right? Excellent. And what's the khabar for Allahu Ahadun? Ahadun, excellent. Right? If I was to maybe make my mubtada red in color, right? If I was to do that, you would see I have one and then I have another mubtada. Right? That's what I know, people. And then I have this whole thing. So Ahadun is khabar for Allahu. But then I have this whole jumla. This whole jumla is the khabar for the word. For the word. For the mubtada. Huwa. Are you with me, people? So, here's how we write it. The khabar is Allahu Ahadun, the sentence. Allahu Ahadun is a jumla ismiya, as you have said correctly. So, its mubtada is the word Allah, right? The mubtada is the word Allah. Correct? And its khabar is Ahadun. And now this whole thing is in fact the khabar for the sentence, or the khabar for the mubtada huwa, this whole sentence. Does that make sense? Ya jama'a. How would you know that? Okay. So qul is a different sentence, Sister Fazana. Qul is a different sentence. We're only looking at the sentence that I've highlighted that's basically in the quotations. So Umayyam says, how will we know that? I understand when you say it, but on my own, I wouldn't think of this. So this is the first time you've seen this, right? This is the first time you've seen this. And as we see more of it, it will be, you will be able to spot it slowly but surely. It's actually a lot easier to spot it once you've studied inna, indeed. Okay? Believe it or not. So, which is coming today, inshallah. Doesn't the translation of the second jumla ismiya need to have an is? Excellent question, Sister Nadia. Okay, so now when the jumla is a khabar, right? Sister Nadia has a good question about what about the is? Where is the is? The invisible is. Okay, so remember I said the jumla ismiya takes the place of the khabar, right? With that, the translation becomes more fluid. As you see here, we say he is Allah, comma, the one. Because the jumla has taken the place of a single word khabar. Right? Remember, I mentioned this at the very beginning. I'll refresh your memory, inshallah, if you don't remember. I said, right here, a sentence can take the place of a khabar. Okay? Now, instead of what you're expecting is a one word khabar. That's why after is, you have that. Yes or no? Now you have a whole sentence after is. And in that case, the transition is a bit more fluid. It's easier, or it's not as easy just to translate it as is, because now there is a whole sentence after is, and perhaps it doesn't make sense. If you were to say qul, say huwa, he is, Allah is the one, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Does that make sense, Sister Nadia? Our translation becomes more dynamic. You have to make those decisions quickly. Okay, let me do another jumla for you. Okay, the believers, men, their book is the Quran. Okay? You see the sentence that I made here? This is a hard sentence to make, but let's see if you get it. The believers, their book is the Quran. Are you with me, people? People? Okay. Attempt it for me. How would I start this? The believers. Actually, I'm going to change this to their prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm just going to change that just to make it a little interesting. Okay. Al-Mu'minuna. Very good. Why did you make it Al-Mu'minuna, not Al-Mu'minina? Mukhtar's got to be number four, right? Now, I am going to need, this is going to be a sentence that's a khabar. Okay? This is going to be what? A sentence that's a khabar. So what's the mubtada of my second sentence? The mubtada, not the khabar. Their prophet, right? Their prophet. Are you with me? How would I say their prophet? Sorry, I'm writing. Rasuluhum, right? This is my Mubtada as well, right? It's the second sentence, but it's also Mubtada. I need, in this Mubtada, I need it to be Marfu'. Rasuluhum. Okay, Rasuluhum. And what's my Khabar? Muhammadun. Muhammadun. There we go, right? Muhammadun. Al-mu'minuna rasuluhum Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? What is this sentence? I have a mubtada. I have a mubtada. What's my mubtada, people? Mubtada. Oh, sorry. The Prophet is Muhammad. Perfect. Thank you. The mubtada is al-mu'minuna. Okay, so this is my whole sentence. How am I labeling it? I'm labeling it as yellow, right? Yeah, yellow. The whole thing is yellow. Okay. But within this sentence, I have a second sentence. And that is, I label this green. I label that as green just to make it easier. Okay, and here I'm going to make Rasuluhum Muhammadun. I'll make this green. Does that make sense? Mubtada is al-mu'minuna. Very good. My khabar is the sentence Rasuluhum Muhammadun. Right? Rasuluhum Muhammadun. Very good. This sentence is jumla ismiya, jumla fi'liya. Ismiya. So this is the mubtada of this rasuluhum is what? The second sentence. The mubtada is ahsanti, sister Halima and the rest of you, mashallah. Rasulu is the mubtada. And that also is the mudaf. Right? And the mudaf ilayhi is the pronoun hum. Right? Mudaf ilayhi. Very good. And my khabar is Muhammadun. Right? My khabar is Muhammadun. Okay, perfect. Does that make sense? Ya jama'ah. And this whole thing, Rasuluhum Muhammadun is the khabar for al-mu'minun. Right? Okay. Notice that I have a reference to Al-Mu'minuna. Okay? I have a reference. This is an important point. A reference to the sentence before. Now, this is going to sound extremely tricky when I write it, but it's quite straightforward. Okay? Tell me the number and gender of Al-Mu'minuna. Number and gender. Okay. Mubtada of the first sentence. Let's call it, sentence is Al-Mu'minuna. It is masculine, it is plural. Well, let's call it plural masculine, right? Number and then gender. Plural masculine. With me, people? Is there something in sentence two? Is there something in second sentence that is also plural and masculine? In this sentence, right here, in the second sentence. What is that? Perfect. You got it. Hum. Right? Hum. That is a reference, right? It's like this point. This is what kind of ties this sentence to this whole sentence right here. It kind of like ties it together. I'm trying to mimic as if like this is bolted on, like it's hanging on to it. You get the idea? You need this a reference. Let's call it, let's make it easier. Let's set a reference from second to first sentence. Is that a little easier to process? Second sentence to first sentence, there has to be some reference between the two. Okay? In قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Let me go back to that and refresh your memory. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Where is he? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Right there. Okay? Is there a reference? The reference is like the word. So let me explain to you what this reference is. This reference is called in Arabic the rabit. Okay? This reference called a rabit. Rabit means to tie something, right? Because it's literally tying the two sentences together. Is a word in the second sentence. Where is it? That has the same number and gender as a word or as the mubtada of the first sentence. Okay, people? The rabit for Al-Mu'minuna Rasuluhum Muhammadun is what? What's the reference? Al-Rabit. And as you had told me before very correctly, it is hum. Right? Okay. People, are you following this example so far? This is a lot of stuff, I know, but mashallah, you guys are keeping up, I hope. Yes? Okay, let's do more examples of this. Huwa Allahu Ahadun. Okay, I'm going to take all the colors out for a sec. Okay. What's the reference? And again, I'll put the definition up here. The definition of it is right there. Word in the second sentence that has the same number and gender in as the first sentence. Okay, so what is the rabit for huwa Allahu ahad? Some of you have spotted it correctly. That is the word Allah, who, correct? The gender of the word Allahu is masculine. Gender of the word Huwa is masculine. The number of the word Allahu is singular. The number of the word Allah, the number of the word Huwa is singular. There's got to be at least one. There could be more than one. But Ahadun is also a reference to it, right? It could be either. Yeah, for sure. But it's got to be one. You need at least one. You need at least one reference between the two sentences. Okay, it could be two. That's no problem, right? But it has to be at least one. All right, now I'm going to give you another practice sentence. You ready? The believing woman, her Lord is Allah. Okay, here's what we're going to do. If you give me a minute to try something interesting here. Are you ready to try something interesting? You're like, not sure. It seems strange. All right. What we're going to do is I'll make these small breakout groups. Okay? And I want you in the breakout group to discuss this. Type the answers to each other and get the full tashkil right, and then come back and then we'll take it up. Sounds good? Their groups are going to be random. Okay. All right. Go ahead, people. Try. It's okay. Sister Salon, do you want to join as well? All right. Sister Fala, if you can please join. With the Musa, Sister Maria, the Muhammad. I'm going to move you to group 8. Some of you people are not joining. All right. I see all of you are in groups except a few of you. People, how'd you like that? I feel like I'm experimenting. Oh no, this is Nadia, you got lost. What happened? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I had to move you to another group, Sister Halima, but I think you were able to get something. All right. All right, alhamdulillah. Might be overpowered. What do you mean? All right. Oh my. Who was Sister Halima with? Sister Halima was, mashallah, she's, you know, just, that was a good group, mashallah. All of you were good groups, mashallah. But how were you able to discuss? I think the last time you guys were in groups, maybe you were in grade school or something. Okay, it was fast, huh? Okay, we need a little bit more time. Okay, but is this something to, I think it's good to have a little bit of that space to discuss it with like a fellow colleague, right? Do you agree? Yes or no? Oh, all right. But in the first, after this first time now, I think we'll get used to it, inshallah. I just discovered this, by the way. I kind of wish actually I knew about this from before, but I just discovered this and I was testing it on a couple of a class of some kids. And it was good. Like, they're actually now, first time too, same reactions. They're like, what happened? We're not sure where we are, right? And their parents are like messaging me, what happened? Our child got lost. But then, I think when they got the hang of it, I think they enjoy it. Huh? Oh, the message flickered on the screen and you had to get it from memory. Oh, that's the part that's like the one that I couldn't solve because my screen share wouldn't work. Brother Farhan, come on. Okay, so people. By the way, this is a strategy that's in education. They call think, pair, share. Maybe if you've heard of it, but this is actually very, very good strategy of allowing people to be in groups of twos, pairs. And then they can kind of discuss something, even if they're not sure, the hesitancy to, like, you know, in a group of three, four, five, the fourth, the fifth person just sits there and relaxes. But in a group of two, max three, everybody has the opportunity to process the information. So it's actually a very nice technique. And actually is referenced in the Quran, believe it or not. Huh? That's in the Quran, it's referenced as "antaqumu lillahi mathna wa furada, thumma tatafakkaru." It's a beautiful thing the Quran mentions to the people of Quraysh. Don't think about the Prophet ﷺ as groupthink. Whatever your leaders say, you just believe that. You go and either by yourself think about what he's saying, or you and another person, you discuss this as twos, and then you think. Is he crazy? مَا بِصُحْبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةِ. We know him. He's a reputable person. And then you will realize what he's saying is the truth. But if you stay with your group, you stay with your leaders, you will just, you know, the PR machine is going to drown the truth. SubhanAllah. We need more of the think part before the pair part. Oh, okay. Inshallah. Good feedback. I will keep that in mind, inshallah. Okay? But we got to figure this out. Right? Exactly. Okay, so people, how would you say the believing woman, her Lord is Allah? I will start with Al Mu'mina. Two. Perfect. Her Lord. MashaAllah. Her Lord. Rabbuha. Allahu. Rabbuha Allahu. Hmm? So if I was to label this, I'll label this whole thing yellow. Then I'll label this little part here green. You with me, people? Again, the whole thing is yellow. And the sentence that's the khabar, I am going to label that as green. People, you with me? What is the mubtada? Al-mu'minatu. Okay. The khabar is the sentence, the mubtada. The sentence Rabbuha, not Rabbuha. The khabar is the jumla in green. Perfect. That's the answer, right? The whole sentence. In this sentence, I have jumla ismiya. Mubtada for this sentence is Rabbu. And then ha is Mudaf and Mudaf ilayhi, yeah? Rabbu and then Mudaf, Mudaf ilayhi. I'll just write that quickly. And khabar is Allahu, right? Let me scroll down so you can see the whole thing. Right there. Does that make sense to you all? Okay. What is the reference, the rabit, ar-rabit? Rabit is word in the second sentence attaches to the mubtada of the first sentence. What is that? Ha! Amazing. By the way, you know the rabit stuff is pretty hard. The fact you're getting it so good is amazing. Because this is where people get stumped and they're confused. Alhamdulillah, you're getting it and it's really awesome. Ha is singular. Ha is feminine. Al-mu'minatu is singular. Al-mu'minatu is feminine. That is the thing that connects it back, references it back to Al-Mu'mina. Do you guys know what Russian dolls are? Russian dolls. Yeah, dolls within dolls. Matryoshka doll. Matryoshka. I feel like I'm a villain in John Wick or something. Matryoshka doll. Oh, you seen this, right? So what you have is like a doll inside a doll, right? And then inside this doll is these dolls. And inside of this doll is these dolls. You guys know this? Right? If you don't know what this is about, I don't know, like... So now this is, yeah. So I've actually never seen them in person. So I've just heard about them. But this is actually the idea. You have a jumla. There is a jumla. Okay, it's got a mubtada. There is your first jumla. Okay, and it's got a mubtada. And then it's got a khabar. It's got another jumla inside of it. And this another jumla inside of it also has a mubtada and a khabar. But there's got to be something that links this sentence inside to the sentence before. That's your rabit. You with me? All right. Alhamdulillah. I think you get the idea, I think, fairly well now, inshallah. Yes? Ah, you are absolutely right, Brother Raid. The tricky part is the non-human broken plural. Okay, the example of the Quran one, I'm going to skip that one because that one is a little trickier than normal, and in reality kind of takes away from our study. It actually distracts from the point. But the idea of reference, khabar within a jumla as a khabar inside it, can you have more than two sentences? Sure, Sister Nadia, you can definitely have that. The sentence will just kind of be like nonsensical then. Really, just two sentences. No more than two as a khabar, right? Is there a sentence in a sentence that's not a khabar? That's what you'll find out in steps three, inshallah. That's the advanced sentences. That's where you have a jumla haliya. You have a jumla as a naat. What? Okay? And actually, this stuff is fascinating because the Quran really then, you start to see the Quran in a light that you've never seen before, subhanAllah. Okay? But all that is steps three. Don't worry about it for now. We gotta build the foundation. Our foundation is the rabit. If you understand the rabit, you are able to start building. Okay? Next topic is the jumla fi'liya. Jumla fi'liya, ya jama'ah. Okay. Here is the jumla fi'liya. Wallahu ya'alamu wa antum la ta'alamun. Okay, I have two questions for you. Okay, wallahu ya'alamu wa antum la ta'alamun. How many sentences do I have here? I have two sentences. Very good. Excellent, excellent, mashallah. What's the first sentence? I'm gonna label it with my nice yellow highlighter. I'm gonna give that one away, but that's all right. Wallahu ya'lam. Okay, very good. What's my second sentence? The rest, right? You can just say the rest. Perfect. Okay, very good. These are two sentences. So we'll look at sentence number one. Wallahu ya'lamu. Let's look at this first one. All right. Is this a jumla ismiya? This a whole thing in yellow. That's the whole thing in yellow. Is a jumla ismiya? Do I have a ism that's marfu? I do, right? This is actually a jumla ismiya, isn't it? It is. Mubtada is Allahu. Now, khabar. What's the khabar? The sentence ya'lamu is the khabar. The khabar is ya'lamu, the sentence. The sentence ya'lamu. Is ya'lamu a sentence? Yes, what type of sentence? Jumla fi'liya, what's my fi'l? Fail first. Fail is ya'lamu, right? That's the ya'lamu. Okay, fa'il, hidden pronoun, he. Okay, very good. Maf'ul, if there was a maf'ul, we would put it here. Okay? There's actually an ayah from Surah. Surah Muhammad, sorry, Surah Muhammad, Allahu ya'lamu israrakum. Okay, even yeah, 26. Okay, ayah tanzil.net, ayah number 40, sorry, Surah 47, ayah number 26. Yeah, okay, this is a good example. I'm actually going to take this example and just add to this. What is the rule of the waw? The rule of the waw here is beginning the sentence. Waw here begins the sentence, and we don't really necessarily, we're not worried about it too much, because the waw that begins the sentence, we don't consider it in our study, in our grammar, okay? All right, my question to you is, again, what is the rabit? What is the reference? Let me make this, people. Hold on, just give me the time to split this into two. Okay, alhamdulillah. There. What is the reference? In Wallahu Ya'lamu. Excellent. The reference is hidden pronoun he, isn't it? Right? Because that reference, rabit, it is the hidden pronoun he. That's the one that's singular. That's the one that's masculine. And it refers back to the mubtada. The only thing that resembles the gender and number. Okay, I'm going to do this example in a little bit. Let's finish the part of wa antum la ta'lamun, right? Wa antum la ta'lamun. This is the same ayah. It has two parts to it, and this two part, the second part is nice because it has a slightly different rabit. Okay, wa antum la ta'lamun. Jumla ismiya, yes or no, people? Yes, jumla ismiya. Jumla ismiya. Mubtada. Mubtada is antum. Again, the waw is playing the role of like connector, not connector, sorry. It's playing the role of either beginning a new sentence. In this case, waw has a role that we'll study in step three, called Jumla Haliya. We'll do that step three. Okay, but trust me, waw is quite complicated in its grammar. And when the complicated part comes, I'm just ignoring it. But I know you know wa means and. Okay, and when we talk about waw, that's when it's a connector. Okay, antum. My khabar. My khabar is the sentence la ta'lamun. The sentence la ta'lam. Are you with me, people? What type of jumla is this? Fi'liya. So I need a fi'l. What's my fi'l? Ta'ala Muna, correct? What's my fa'il? Think about that one. Excellent, Ahsan Badarayd. The fa'il is waw, referring to you all, right? Isn't it? Maf'ul, Not applicable. Correct? People, are you with me so far? Making sense? What's the orbit? Reference a orbit. That is the wow. You all. You see how antum has to be ta'lamun. You get it? Alhamdulillah, right? This is nice. Yes or no? La is this for negation. Excellent question, Sister Nadia. La is this negation. And these harf that are there, sometimes we just exclude them from our study because they don't actually have anything to do with the fi'l, fa'il. They just impact the meaning. You don't know. This is not the negation, like the harf for making madzum. Is it always the fa'il and jumla fa'liya that is the rabit? Not always, Sister Thamar. Not always. Will it be considered part of the khabar? Yes, yes, yes. We will consider it to be part of the khabar. It's part of the jumla fa'liya. Okay? But our study of jumla fa'liya right now, we only focus on identifying three things. If we were to make the table, remember the table with the columns and the three rows? That's when you put each single word and say, this word is this and this word is that. Make sense? Okay, alhamdulillah. Wallahu ya'lamu. What if I said, ya'lamullahu? What type of sentence do I have now? What type of sentence do I have? Ya'lamullahu is jumla fi'liya. Allahu ya'lamu is jumla ismiya. Translation difference is subtle. Ya'lamu Allahu jumla fi'liya, translation Allah knows. That's a translation. Allahu ya'lamu, I'll write this as well. And as we've seen before, Allahu ya'lamu, the khabar for Allahu ya'lamu is the sentence ya'lamu. It kind of is like this. Allah, he knows. Okay, there's a bit of repetition here. Right? That's the rabit, by the way, that's trying to tie the fi'il or tie the jumla back to the mubtada. This is done for emphasis. This is done to emphasize, or not have to highlight, I think is better, the doer, right? Allahu ya'lam, Allah, he knows, right? It's the more emphasis is on, the highlight is on Allah. In the jumla fi'liya, the highlight more is on knowing. You see that? Subtle, very subtle difference. It's like maybe the context asks or demands that Allah highlights himself. And that's what the Quran then does. Maybe the context demands that Allah highlights he knows. And then the Quran does that. You see that, people? We'll do more of this, inshallah. We'll get a little bit today and more, inshallah, on Monday. I'll show you how the Quran does this. It's not just all emphasis, not brute force emphasis, because that becomes almost pointless. It's like highlighting something that's relevant. That's what the Quran is amazing at. That's like one of the miracles of the Quran. Highlighting what is relevant to the discussion. And doing that using the grammar and the words and then the message, that is the when the miracle kicks in. So that is what we do there. One quick one here is Wallahu ya'lamu israrakum. Very similar sentence. as the one that we have seen before, but here I'm going to quickly highlight for you something. This is jumla ismiya, jumla fi'liya. Jumla ismiya, mubtada is Allah, right? I'll quickly write that. The khabar the sentence ya'lamu, the rest of the sentence, right? Yes or no? Ya'lamu israrahum. The sentence ya'lamu israrahum. Perfect. Okay, now what? What type of sentence is ya'lamu israrahum? Fi'liya, so I need a fi'l. What's my fi'l? Fi'l first, ya'lamu. Perfect. Fa'il is hidden pronoun he. Excellent. Maf'ul is Israr means secret, by the way. Israr is a secret. So Israra, and then that's obviously mudaf. And then what's mudaf ilayhi? Right? Ya'lamu israrahum. So the whole thing, ya'lamu israrahum, that khabar, jumla fi'liya with the fi'l, fa'il, maf'ul, is going to be the khabar for Allahu. And again, maybe in this ayah, Allah wants to highlight that He knows. He is the one who knows their secrets. Okay, it's talking about the hypocrites, right? So perhaps Allah wants to remind the believers and the hypocrites that Allah is the one who's watching and knows. Even if the believers don't realize it, like, you know, you can fool them because they're humans, but Allah cannot be fooled. Allahu ya'lamu israrahum. Right? The translation for this is, let me split the screen and I would like you to help me translate it. Huh, Brother Raid? Okay, help me out. Okay. Translation. And Allah, He knows their secrets. If you translated it as Allah knows their secrets, that's fine. That's exactly right. You got the message, right? But I'm doing this just here to show you, like, Allah is highlighting something. Are you with me, people? Again, the translation now becomes very fluid. As you see, there's no is here in this sentence at all. Do you notice that? Now, at this point, at this advanced level, the is kind of goes out the window. It's still there. But it's there when you have one word mubtada, one word khabar. When you have a jumla as a khabar, now it's different. Okay, very good, alhamdulillah. I forgot to ask. Is there always a rabit? Always a rabit. Okay. What is the rabit? A reference in this sentence, ya jama'ah. Wallahu ya'lamu israrahum. Hidden pronoun he. Very good. Right? Hidden pronoun he. Excellent. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khayran. How do you feel, people, about this? Good? Comfortable? Whom? Whom is not? Whom is not? Because Allah, the Mubtada, is singular and what? And masculine. Is hum is masculine but plural. Right? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Now we go to indeed. Now we go to indeed. Indeed is a very interesting thing. All right. Let's skip all the way down. We've done this before. Now, here is the section on indeed. Influencers on Joomla Ismiya. I'm not talking about people on Instagram, okay? talking about words in Arabic, okay? This is these are words. Sorry, hold on a sec, please. All right. Man, this is isolation and quarantine. MashaAllah. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. But it could be much worse. Alhamdulillah. Allah keep everybody safe and in His protection. All right, influencers on Joomla Ismiya. An influencer, the Arabic word for it is عامل. عامل is an additional word. It's an additional word that comes at the beginning of Joomla Ismiya. Where does it come again? Beginning of Joomla Ismiya. Before the Mubtada. Okay? Okay, it affects the tashkil, the terminology, and the meaning of a jumla ismiya. The tashkil, terminology, and meaning. Everything gets affected of jumla ismiya. But the is remains, don't you worry. The is there. Alhamdulillah, but this sounds more dramatic than it is. It's actually very straightforward, inshallah. But it does change the sentence quite drastically. And that's actually the purpose of it. It's to change the sentence, somewhat drastically. Now, what do we have? We have two primary influencers, two categories. The first one is harf nasb. By the sound of it, what do you think it does? Harf nasb. Makes something mansub. Excellent. Right? That's exactly it. It's going to make something mansub. This harf nasb, what are the harf? It is inna. And its sisters. That's what they're called in Arabic. Literally, believe me. Okay, when I tell you that. Inna wa akhawatuha. Inna wa akhawatuha. Inna and its sisters. Not being like biased against one gender or the other, but just that's how they say it. The harf, I think, inna is a... When you make it a plural, it becomes singular feminine. So, something of that nature, who knows. But, inna and its sisters. Okay? Or maybe the word kalima, the word, a word is feminine. That's why they're calling it its sisters. Okay. The second primary influencer is incomplete fair. The first one is inna and sisters of inna. Okay, sisters of Inna, guess what do you think the sisters of Inna would do? Just wild guess. Same as Inna, right? They will do the same thing as Inna. That's the idea behind sisters of Inna. It's like they all do the same thing. Alright, next category is Kana. This is called incomplete fi'il. فعل ناقص. Incomplete fair. I'm like, what? Trust me, this is going to be interesting. Kana is used to change the meaning of jumla ismiya to past tense. From he is, you know, present, for example, to he was present. He is sick. He was sick. That's what kana does. But kana not just changes the meaning, not just changes the terminology, but also affects the tashkil. And kana and its sisters, kana wa akhwatuha, have the same effect. They have the same effect on jumla ismiya. That's something we'll do, inshallah, in STA part 3, at the very start of STA part 3. Okay? But inshallah, today, the rest of today, and on Monday, we'll be focusing on learning and mastering inna and its sisters. What do they do to tashkeel? What happens to the terminology? And what happens to the meaning of jumla ismiya? Okay, people? Let's go. So, harf nasb, inna and its sisters. A normal jumla ismiya has mubtada khabar and related to khabar. I think this part is now extremely obvious. Alhamdulillah. Here is an example of a jumla ismiya. Allahu basirun bil ibad. What is the general translation of this? Inna has no brothers. No, he doesn't. What is the translation of Allahu basirun bil ibad? General, rough translation. Excellent. Right, Allah is watching over His servants, seeing His slaves, right? Or servants, like seeing with them, i.e. like seeing over them, right? Make sense? I like that, actually, watching over. I think that's a really good way to translate. Allah is observant of the servants. I actually would maybe even change it to watching over. Watching over the servants. Okay? Basir comes from the root letters ba, sad, and ra. Basara is to see something. And basar is eyesight. And ibad, b is harjar. Al ibad is ism majrur. From ayn, ba, and dal, which is to be a servant of somebody or of Allah. And also, like Abdullah, but also it is to worship. Right, ibadah, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, comes from the same root as ayn, ba, and dal. All right. What is my mubtada, people? The word Allahu, perfect. What's my khabar? Not a jumla. Basirun. Basirun. One word khabar. And what is related? How do we know it's not a sentence? It's a one word, right, Sister Halima? Basirun. One word. It's not, remember, when he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, the reason why we said, oh, this is a jumla, right, is because you don't know how to explain أَحَدٌ. Remember, that whole strategy we did, is it manu'ud, na'at, is it connected, is it mudaf, is it related to the khabar, nothing, it's none of those. Then you know it's got to be a jumla. In the examples that you all did, you know, the believers, their prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have three marfu' isms, al-mu'minuna, and then you have rasulu, and then you have Muhammad, and they're not manud, not, they're not you know, connected via WoW and whatnot. That's why you know there is more than one Mubtada in that sentence, or in that whole big sentence, right? And because there's a Hajjar and Isim Majroor, that indicates they're related. Is that point clear, Brother Raid, Sister Halima? Yeah? If it's a one-word khabar, and after that you have Hajjar Isim Majroor, that's it. Hajjar Isim Majroor, and you have a khabar. Alhamdulillah, you move on. Right? Okay. Allahu basirun bil-ibad. Allah is watching over the servant. Excellent. All right, if we add inna to the beginning of the sentence, what is going to happen? Firstly, the effect on tashkil. Okay, I'm going to add inna like this, okay? Like imagine I'm adding it. It's like a very simple, you know, algebraic equation. No, it's just a sentence. Inna, and then I add that to the beginning of the sentence, remember? What do you think is going to happen to the word Allahu? Allaha. Excellent. Inna Allaha. Harf Nas will make the word Mansoob. Okay, effect on the Shkil, we got it. Any effect on the Khabar? No effect on the Khabar. Any effect on the related? No effect on the related. Great. Effect on terminology. Okay, we will introduce a new term in our grammar analysis. Harf nasb. That's inna. That's new. Right? Harf nasb, inna, that's new. Okay. Mubtada. We will change mubtada and we will call mubtada ism inna. I couldn't find any other emoji to indicate change, so I just put a hammer there. Like, we're hammering Mubtada into like Ism Inna or something. All right. Ism Inna. Why not call it just Mubtada? Potato, potato. What do you think? Not Marfu, Ahsant. Mubtada is marfu, right? Mubtada is marfu. If you put this as, you can't call it mubtada, it's not marfu. But that's why we say it's ism inna. Harf nasb is inna, and the ism of inna is Allah. Alright? What do you think is going to happen to khabar? Terminology. What would we call it? Khabar inna, just like it's ism inna, we'll call it khabar inna. The khabar's tashkil did not change, but that's okay. The khabar's tashkil did not change, but the terminology will change and we'll call it khabar inna. And of course, our friend related remains related. Bil ibad. Okay, we go. What happens to the meaning, the effect on the meaning? Remember, there was three things. Effect on tashkil, on terminology, and on meaning. Three effects. Effect on meaning, what do you think? Emphasis, right? What is the emphasis? Indeed, Allah is... I'll change it but also to watching over, right? Watching over the servants. Right? Do you see that, people? That is what inna does. Okay? We have sisters of inna. These are the sisters of inna. Okay, well, inna is one of is there. Then you have anna. Anna is very similar to inna, right? The only thing that changes is inna has a kasra and anna has a fatha, okay? And then you have a couple of them that actually are, like byproducts of anna. Ka anna, bi anna, li anna. They're all there. La'alla, perhaps, so that, la'kinna, however, la'ita, if only. These are all harf, by the way. All of these are harf. All of these are what? Harf. Okay? So this, folks, is going to be the sisters of Inna. Our focus largely remains on these two, Inna and Anna. Largely. Okay? I'll show you examples. Let's go to the examples part. Okay? Before we do examples, I want you to make a small sentence from me. Okay? The woman is a teacher in a school. Do you remember this sentence? You made this in the tutorial. Do you remember this? How do I say the woman? Excellent. Al mar tu, right? That's the woman. Mu'allimatun. Mu'allimatun. Correct? That's my khabar. Fi madrasatin. Madrasatin. If I gave you enough time, you would come up with that, I'm pretty sure. Okay? Now, how would I say, indeed, the woman is a teacher in a school? How would I say that, people? What do I add? What do I add? I add inna. And then what changes? Fatha on al-mar'a. Okay. Inna al-mar'a ta. Right? What about a teacher? The khabar of inna. Does it change? Same. What about fi madrasatin? Change? Same. Alhamdulillah. It all remains the same. Inna al-mar'ata mu'allimatun fi madrasatin. Harf nasb is... Not harf nash. Harf nasb is... Inna. Okay, what's... What do I write next? Mubtada? No. Ism inna. Ism inna is al-mar-a-ta. Okay. Khabar. Khabar inna is mu'allimatun. And related is... Was what? Fi madrasatin, right? Does that make sense, people? That is what Inna and the sisters of Inna do. The meaning, the tashkil, and the terminology. Inshallah, on Saturday, we'll practice way more, a lot of this, inshallah. And then after that, I have a ton of examples for you. Okay? That we will go through all of this, inshallah, on Monday. That will be a really nice way to end Steps to Arabic 2 by doing lots of examples from Quran, alhamdulillah. Make sense, yeah, people? Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Inshallah ta'ala, I will see you all Saturday for the tutorial. And then, inshallah, I will see you on Monday for our final class. Please watch out on the WhatsApp group for the release of the quiz for Jumla Ismiya, and the release of the final assessment, the summative assessment. And also, please make sure to come out for the last tutorial of the semester. It will be nice, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khayran. Please also do register for steps 3, inshallah, because we would like to see the people, like how the registrations and stuff are going, as you can, at your convenience. And yes, stay home and tutorial. That's what you have to do. All right, brother, I like that. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.